present I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue, the antidote to panel games. At the piano is Colin Sell, and your chairman is Jack D.
Hello, and welcome to I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue. And this evening, we find ourselves in an empty theatre. Nothing to do with COVID regulations. We just like to make the teams feel at home. This series, we'll be visiting each nation and region of the UK through the magic of the internet. And as the people of Scotland still haven't fully recovered from the shock of actually qualifying for the Euros, tonight our virtual audience all come from Northern Ireland. As we all know, the internet isn't perfect, and our audience may experience delays receiving the show from the mainland. 3 seconds for the signal, and up to 9 hours for the post-Brexit customs paperwork. Today, Northern Ireland's natural wonders make it a magnet for international tourism. Visitors across the globe travel here to marvel at the age of Ireland's most famous ancient rock formation, or as it's more popularly known, U2. Titanic Belfast is a world-class museum that celebrates the city's shipbuilding expertise. Visitors can book for the Titanic experience, where they're encouraged to travel virtually inside the bowels of the ship, ascend a replica of the famous Grand Staircase, visit the meticulously crafted mock-up of a first-class cabin before spending the night in a cold bath blowing a whistle. And it was William McCrum, a goalkeeper from County Armagh, who invented the penalty kick in 1890, an innovation born from a desire to reduce incidents of cheating from the game. Coincidentally, the yellow card was first shown at William McCrum's funeral after one of his pallbearers stumbled and dropped the coffin. He was immediately penalised for bringing the keeper down in the box. Oh, come on! Let's meet the teams. Please welcome, on my right, Miles Jupp and Pippa Evans. And on my left, Rory Bremner and Rob Brydon. And taking his place on the scoring desk next to me, please welcome our resident tree trunk in trunks, the Immaculate Sven. Well, we start this week with some new additions to the Uxbridge English Dictionary. A good dictionary is essential for learning the correct use of similar terms. For example, many people don't understand the subtle difference in meaning between comport and behave. Well, comport simply means to conduct oneself in a particular way, whereas behave is where Northern Irish bees live. But the meanings of words are constantly changing, team, so your suggestions, please, of any new definitions you may have spotted recently. You can start, please, Miles.
Clarity. A bit like claret.
Pippa.
Tuesday. The day decisions are made.
Rory.
Tendentious. 5 pairs of false teeth.
Rob.
Apology, the study of mobile phone software.
Herbivore, a person who eats Volkswagen Beetles.
Chopin, pot used at cookery exhibitions.
Ponder, more like a pond.
Hole, where you keep your stash.
Backgammon, pig's arse.
Polaroids, a common condition in the Arctic caused by sitting on the ice for too long.
Tenner, an absorbent banknote.
Endosperm, vasectomy.
Midriff, halfway through guitar solo.
Gonorrhea, buttock reduction.
OK, well, the teams are going to do a spot of acting for us now in the round called Sound Charades. This is a variation of the old TV favourite Give Us a Clue, the show that featured my Master General, Lionel Blair. Lionel was recently invited to appear on the popular BBC show The Repair Shop with a prized pair of dancing shoes that were in urgent need of attention. No sooner had Lionel arrived on set than a skilled group of craftsmen and women set to work using a combination of calfskin, saddle soap, heavy filler, leather dye and beeswax. And after four long hours, Lionel was out of makeup and ready to meet the repair shop team. Pippa and Miles, you're to start, please, and your title will shortly be displayed to the audience via the laser display screen. And here is the mystery voice for listeners at home.
The Revenant. The Revenant.
So it's a film?
A film, two words.
Yeah. Two-word film. Two-word film.
Thank you.
Ah, Mr. McPartlin, thanks so much for coming in to discuss our... our new reality game show.
Oh, please, call me Ant. Sorry, best impression of Ant. A bit Sarah Milligan, but we'll go with it. All right. So, what's the idea?
Well, it's basically a competition to find the best church congregation in Britain via a series of physical, mental and spiritual challenges. And when we had the idea, of course, immediately, we thought of you. We would love you to host.
Oh, that's great! Is Dick not invited?
No, actually, we've decided to pair you with the Reverend Richard Coles.
Oh, I'm not sure about that. What would people call the vicar and me?
Well, I would have thought that was obvious.
The end.
Well, it was gripping. So you were being Ant McPartlin.
Correct.
And something to do with churches, Richard Coles, and it's a film and it's two words, but I've got nothing.
I'm a bit stumped.
Can you think of other words for vicars?
For vicar, priest. Priest. And priest.
Imagine a priest driving a car.
Oh, I've got it. I know it. The Revenant.
Well done. Your turn, Rob and Rory, and your title is now being exhibited on the laser display board, and here again is the mystery voice for listeners at home.
Line of Duty. Line of Duty.
Yes. OK, so it's a TV series, and it's three words. Mama.
What?
I just wanted to talk to you about my youngest.
What? H?
Yes, I think he's struggling with his identity. Doesn't seem to know who he is.
Well, I'm not sure anyone knows who he is. It's a mystery to me.
I mean, mother of God, the fella had so much going for him here.
Part of a family steeped in history.
Stretching all the way back to 1066.
Yes, Hastings. And of course, each generation expected to do their bit.
A life of obligation.
A chain of responsibility, you might say.
Yes. Or words to that effect.
This is mainly because of the voices, but is it Ant and Dec's Saturday Night Takeaway? I suspect it's honed in very beautifully on a TV series shot, of course, in Northern Ireland. Is Line of Duty.
Well done, fella.
It was Line of Duty, only easier to follow. Final title is being displayed for you, Pippa and Miles, and here once more is the mystery voice for listeners at home.
The Joy of Sex. The Joy of Sex.
This is a book. Four words.
I say, Mummy, has the coal man been?
Yes, Peter, he has.
And, Mummy, did he leave any of his sex for me to play with?
And do you know what, Peter?
What is it, Mummy?
The potato man came also.
Oh, how wonderful, Mummy. Did he leave his sex too?
Indeed he did. And the manure man.
Oh, golly, Mummy, I mean, heaven, that's more sex than I could even dream of. I'm really going to have such a super time.
You know, Peter, I'm so pleased that sex from these humble merchants can give you such pleasure and happiness.
And so am I. Where can I find the sex, Mummy?
Probably round the back. Have you tried the tradesman's entrance, Peter?
Perhaps when I'm a little older, Mummy.
Quite right. In the meantime, you just have fun with the sex.
I will. Thank you, Mummy.
Well, that is mystifying, Rory.
There was a lot of sex.
Yes.
And I come from a posh part of Edinburgh where sex, what the cool man carries, cool in. So I'm going to hazard a guess and say it's the joy of sex.
Next round is called Celebrity Animal Smugglers. In Celebrity Animal Smugglers, Rob and Rory will be animal smugglers and Miles and Pippa will be customs officers whose job it is to discover the smuggled animals. However, Rob and Rory will be smuggling these animals skillfully concealed in their conversation. So Miles and Pippa must not only identify the smuggled animals by name, but also, and to score points, challenge by making the noise of the animal in question. Is that all understood? Good. OK. So, please start the animal smuggling, Rob and Rory.
OK, well, among other things, we've got kitchen utensils of the rich and famous.
Yes, this here is Joe Cocker's pan. You'll see he's put a label...
What's that? He's fallen down a lift shaft.
That was Pippa, yes.
Cocker Spaniel, mate.
Cocker Spaniel.
Yeah.
Why didn't you just bark?
Because they're tiny. I thought they had a really tiny little wolf.
That's small.
Well, now this is Jerry Springer's pan, you'll see. You all right, Miles? You've been experimenting with the dosage again.
That was my impression of a Springer's spaniel.
Yeah, well done. Caught that one.
Sounded the same to me.
Mm. It's just a game, Rory. It doesn't matter.
And do you want to see our commode? Oh, drag on the chemical toilet, will you?
Now then, Rory, is that your new suit?
Yes, it is. Wool, very nice, isn't it? In fact, it's Irish wool found in a charity shop.
You'll need to take...
Woof, 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 woof.
Yes.
Woof, woof. Ah, woof, woof.
You'll need to take good care of that. Needs its own special peg to hang on.
Yeah, OK, I'll have a man drill a hole in it. Or I could put up a rat.
Quack, quack, quack!
I am a mandrill. My knowledge of mandrill sounds briefly lapsing.
A rack. Ooh, now you mention it. Good idea.
I am a raccoon.
I think if you can't do a raccoon, you don't get the point. Your last suit was ruined, hung on the wall. Rusty nail instead of a proper hook. If not, we could arrange a raft of other possibilities.
Oh, where did you get that cute little doll? Finland, was it?
I am a dolphin.
It was a gift from Greg Wallace.
Oh, sorry. Sorry.
It's time to switch sides. Very well done, Rory and Rob. I think you probably got most of them, didn't you?
They didn't get walrus, Jack.
They missed
they
it. I know, don't worry, I made a
they
note.
They didn't get walrus. Told me. Wall, rusty nail, they didn't get walrus.
Oh, shut up, so what? Sorry, did I say that out loud? This time, Rory and Rob will be the customs officers and Miles and Pippa the smugglers, and their conversation will conceal the names of well-known personalities. So, again, Rory and Rob, to score points, you must challenge by using the noise these particular celebrities make. So, off you go, please.
They didn't get walrus.
This is a lovely Lidl.
Mm.
Oh, do you like these casual trousers? The legs are sold separately, and they accept online currencies, so you can PayPal Pacino.
Oh! What do you got? Oh, no. I don't know for sure. I think you're doing Al.
And, I tell you what, oh, look, they've got all this sort of paddle stuff. Do you remember that old song, Sloop John B? I've always wanted a boat like that.
Have you tried a Sloop John B shop?
Oh, yes. I'm going to have a stab in the dark. This is John Bishop. Would it be right? But I'm going to make him sound like he's had a stroke.
Yeah. I have actually. I went there. The last one I went to, I thought it must be doing very well because every time I go, it's been redecorated a different hue.
Oh, yeah, they get a Hugh Grant from the council.
Hang on. There was. I think there was deck in there, wasn't there? There was deck.
No, because I can do that myself.
I think. Rory. I think they were talking about the very very special sort of grant that they can get. It's actually gosh, crikey, gosh! It's
I'm doing Hugh Grant.
Yes, I'll put that down as one of your two. I believe the council do the same on homes.
Yes. Well, you're looking at Eamon Holmes there, I think. That's what you're looking at this morning, so it is.
Mind you, the loo there, it was very cramped. The hot tap scalded me rear...
Shut up!
..over the sink I was.
Oh, good Lord. OK, I've got it. Maria Sharapova.
Yes.
Very good.
What is this? Oh, it's a bumper pack of condoms.
Yes, I was hoping to Roger more than I used to.
I have to say, I think that's in rather poor taste.
Sean Connery.
Well done, all. Thank you very much.
Didn't get the walrus.
Well, it's time now to play the game called Mornington Crescent. But first, I notice in my wheelie bin a letter which comes from a Mrs. Trellis of North Wales. She writes, "Dear Sainsbury's, I'm very disappointed by the rocket I purchased from your vegetable aisle. It went off before I could eat it. Yours sincerely, Mrs. Trellis." Well, on with the game, and I know from previous visits that Northern Irish audiences can't help but admire our smart London ways. Regular listeners will know I have a keen ear for accents, and so this week I shall be playing the part of a Cockney. So we'd like to present, just for you, a sophisticated treat, namely the Cockney rhyming slang version of the game. Each geezer must name a destination, including the genuine Cockney version of the name. So, here we go. Oh, blimey, Miles. You're to start, so on your marks and sparks, national debt, sweet and low.
What are you on about, you addled pervert?
Sorry, Miles. Sorry, Miles, that was Cockney for on your marks, get set, go, silly.
All right. I'm afraid of the dark, Kilburn Park.
Yes. Rory.
God save the Queen, Stepney Green.
Stepney Green. Pippa.
I'll play Tickle Your Dill, Notting Hill.
Well done, Jack.
Right, okay.
Sorry, did you? It was Jack the Ripper. Pippa. I thought.
No, it was actually really clever.
It doesn't matter. I thought you'd be pleased with it, but, you know, anyway.
Thank you, wrinkled sack. Right. OK. Discarded sheath, Hampstead Heath.
I often wonder whatever happened to Billy Zane, Chancery Lane.
The Cardo's late, Notting Hill Gate.
I was down just the other day, me mother said to me, you'll never be a Barra's boy till you've been to Bermondsey.
Shed your load, Charing Cross Road.
Not at all bad. They make particularly nice sausages in the Lincolnshire town of Louth, Clapham South.
I'm not sure I'm buying the Cockney Rhymey Slam for Clapham South.
Oh, no, it's absolutely...
You're going to have to lose points.
I think it's shut your mouth.
Oh, well...
It's OK, I'll let it go. Try not to be a merchant banker again.
Dad's Gone Mental, Hendon Central.
Good, very good. Ding dong, farmer. Farmer Giles, Piles, Miles. Well, I thought you'd be pleased with that.
On your own, bank.
Come on, Rob.
It's my turn, actually.
Sorry, Pip.
What are you going to say?
I'm going to say, oom papa, next stop Olympia.
Ain't life pleasant, Mornington Crescent.
It's now time for some music in the game called Swanee Kazoo. This is the round where the teams duet to combine the sweet soprano of the Swanee whistle with a bullock's bellow of the kazoo. Providing musical accompaniment, we have Colin Sell. Colin says he's recently been playing with Professor Green, but admits if he's not available, he's happy to take Miss Scarlet, Professor Plum, or Colonel Mustard. Pippa and Miles, you can start, and I'd like you to provide us with a rendition of You're the One That I Want from Greece to feature Pippa Evans on the kazoo and Miles Jupp on the Swanee whistle. And Pippa, you're now Rob and Rory, and I'd like you to provide us with a rendition of All I Ask of You from Phantom of the Opera to feature Rob Brydon on the kazoo and Rory Bremner on the Swanee whistle. Very nearly the end of the show. Yes. But there is just time to fit in a quick round of Northern Irish songbook. Incidentally, Sven's been telling us of a favourite Belfast bar where he's always guaranteed a traditional Irish fiddle and a mouthful of Murphy's. He says as soon as they open, he'll be right in there for the crack. In this round, teams, I'd like you please to suggest titles of songs likely to prove popular with an audience from Northern Ireland. You can start, please, Rob.
Don't Cry for Me, Ballymena.
Rory.
Straban, You're Rocking the Boat.
Hmm? Pippa.
That's the way, armour, I like it.
Miles.
Enniskillen Me Softly with His Song.
Come on, Arlene.
I can see clearly now Coleraine has gone.
We don't talk anymore.
You can go Tyrone way.
When will I be Seamus?
Arma, he's making eyes at me.
Sinn Féin in the membrane, Sinn Féin in the brain.
It's the final county down.
Eamon, the mood for dancing.
You know you make me want to shite.
And so, ladies and gentlemen, as the tide of time dislodges the speedos of serenity and the lone crab of curiosity latches onto the twin testicles of eternity, I notice it's the end of the show. So, from the teams, Sven, myself, and our virtual audience from Northern Ireland, it's goodbye. Goodbye.
Miles Jupp, Pippa Evans, Rory Bremner and Rob Brydon were being given silly things to do by Jack D, with Colin Sell setting some of them to music. The programme consultants were Fraser Steele and Stephen Dick, and the producer was John Naismith.